This is Health Matters reporting on organ meats, a food rarely on the list when it comes to the modern diet.
That's for sure. I mean, who eats liver, kidneys these days? Or heart, or brains?
Brains?
Actually, ethnic people worldwide fed brains to babies and young children. Brains contain many nutrients essential to development. In some cultures, brains are the very first food for infants. Nutritionist Sally Fallon recommends poaching brains, then chopping them and adding them to ground meat dishes such as meatballs or meatloaf.
What about brains and mad cow disease?
It's not a concern in the United States, and it hasn't resurfaced in Europe either.
Anyone who wants to try brains for dinner will have a search on their hands. They're not available in supermarkets anymore.
Liver is more likely to find its way to the dinner table. Sometimes after an illness, a doctor will recommend eating liver. But indigenous people have always valued liver. To some, it is a sacred food. Several tribes in the Sudan area along the Nile River revere liver. These tribes were famous for their extraordinary vitality, height, and amazing immunity to tooth decay. They had perfect teeth until they died. The women are often over 6 feet tall. The men reach 7 feet.
These tribes believe that soul health and physical growth depend on eating liver, raw and cooked. Liver was considered so sacred that it cannot be touched by human hands. They used spears to extract it and cooked it on special forked sticks.
Liver's contribution to human health is enormous. It delivers right balance of essential fatty acids, the omega-3s and omega-6. Highly processed foods do not provide the necessary balance of these fatty acids, which are found in eggs from free-range chickens, and in fish oils, fish eggs, and organ meats. To help us balance these two essential fatty acids is one good reason to include organ meats in our weekly diet.
But health value of organ meats goes way beyond fatty acids. Organ meats contain concentrated amounts of vitamins and minerals. They are rich in vitamin A precursors and in B12, for example, two nutrients that vegetarians have to be careful to ingest from other sources.
Organ meat nutrients are essential to all carnivores, not just humans. For a long time, the big cats kept in zoos do not reproduce efficiently. They either do not conceive, or if they did, they didn't carry to term, or produce sickly offspring. As a result, replacing tigers and lions and cheetahs who died in captivity meant capturing new animals in the wild.
A specialist from a London zoo decided to study lions in the wild. Observing a lion kill a jackal, the specialist watched the lion rip open the stomach and pick over the entrails. After eating its fill of liver, heart, and other organs, the lion left everything else, the prime muscle cuts, for the jackals. Based on this observation, zoos began adding organ meats to the diet of captive wild cats. The result? Successful breeding in captivity.
So it's not surprising that the first solid food native African mothers give their babies is raw liver. They may have learned it from wild animals.
Possibly, but if so, that learning probably took place hundreds or even thousands of years ago. It's hard to say how knowledge passed on by tradition was first acquired. What we do know is that our ancestors valued organ meats, often ate them raw after a kill, especially the heart and the liver, which has been called the storage depot of vitamins and fat-soluble activators that keep human metabolism operating according to nature's plan.
In a diary written in 1786, Samuel Hearn describes a native Alaskan dish called biati. It was prepared from caribou fat, blood, heart, and lungs cut up small. This was stuffed into the stomach and then roasted over an open fire by hanging it from a string. Hearn records that it was a most delicious morsel, even without salt, pepper, or even other seasoning.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Nation Richards, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.